It's so good to be with you this morning and to share what God has prepared for us. So in the last few weeks, we're now wrapping up our summer series on practices that help us look, love, and lead like Jesus. 2 weeks ago, Tristan spoke on encountering Jesus in Scripture. And last week, Dick spoke on meditating and obeying Scripture and how transformative it is. Today, we focus on studying and memorizing Scripture, building an inner library of God's Word to guide us through temptations, trials, and triumphs. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so blessed, Lord, to be here this morning, to hear your word, Lord. And we know, Lord, that through your word, it helps us to shape our lives, to give us direction, and help us, Lord, to be that much closer to you and to be examples of your love in our community. As we hear your word this morning, Lord, I pray that we would open our hearts, that your word would take root in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I was raised in a family where there were loving parents, and we would go to church on Sundays, and we would pray together in evening and also at mealtime. But Scripture was not part of our daily, reading and getting to know the Lord. So when I turned 16, the Holy Spirit took a hold of my heart and gave me a desire to spend time in prayer and reading the Word. Initially, it was with my New Testament, because that's all I had at the time. But eventually, I grew lukewarm, as probably a number of us have at one point in our lives. So I grew lukewarm in reading of the Word until I experienced the crucial. Now I have a brother here, Réjean, who is with us this morning. And this is God ordained that he is here today. And Réjean was instrumental in me doing the crucial weekend. This was in the mid-90s. And that would rekindle my hunger for the Word. I just wanted to read the Word every day. It was part of my life. So today, like in a world of Google, it's just a tap away. Why study and memorize Scripture? Well, because Jesus did. And it equipped him to face the cross and change the world. I don't know what I'm having. I'm having a hard time with my tablet here. Joan, can you bring me my notes, please? I don't know about you, but memorizing scriptures is certainly not one of my strengths. Some of you may have noticed how I forget your name. And so I may ask you many times. And so I apologize, but that's me. You know? But then after a while, I do get it right. So some of the names, I apologize, but Fika Omi, I think he's here in our assembly today. I had such a hard time with your name, Fika Omi, and his brother Daresimi, and Kabiriko. But see, I got it right now. I remember their names, but it took me a while. I mean, in Sunday school, I had the benefit of being able to use the board and then write their names for the kids that were in the Sunday school. So then I'd look it up before they would come to class, so that helped me big time. So when COVID hit, Joan and I started praying Psalm 91. And did every day and continue occasionally to this day. And in doing so, I'm now able to pray it without using my Bible. And it's that repetition, right? And sometimes people will say, well, repetition is no good when it comes to prayer. But I so much like Psalm 91. I'm not going to read it or share it with you, but you can look it up. But how God takes care of us. You know, we have his protection. He takes care of his people. So Jesus' example shows Scripture's power when stored in the heart, equips you for life's challenges. So what's in our inner library for when life tests us? Jesus shows why it matters. In Luke chapter 4, from verse 1 to 13, Jesus in the wilderness faced the devil's temptations. And each time he responded, "It is written." He was quoting Deuteronomy. So it is written that man shall not live of bread alone. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Even the devil quoted Psalm 91. And as he always does, he twisted it. But Jesus countered with precise truth. His mind was a treasury of Scripture. His automatic response under pressure. If Jesus modeled this, should we not take notice and imitate him? Psalm 19:11 says, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." Studying Scripture is like a literary research, patiently learning what the text meant then and means now. It's challenging because the Bible is a library written over 1,500 years in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic across genres like poetry, law, and apocalypse. It's cross-cultural, requiring humility to grasp its ancient context. Misreading it can cause harm, like slave owners twisting it to justify slavery. Jesus corrected misreading in Matthew 5:21-22, saying, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to counsel. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." Study keeps us from deception and grounding us in truth. Memorization takes study deeper, embedding Scripture in our hearts. In Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus on the cross cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Quoting Psalm 22, verse 1. This was a remez, a teaching method used by rabbis, where quoting a line evoked the whole passage. Psalm 22 describes rejection, pierced hands, and lots cast for clothes. Jesus' experience yet ends in hope. In an oral culture, Jews memorized vast scriptures and especially Psalms. Jesus drew on this inner library to face death and signal hope. Dallas Willard called memorization the most important discipline, saying, "As we fill our minds with great passages, quiet time takes over the entirety of our lives." Now, the word discipline, I don't know anyone who likes the word discipline, but it's an important one to put in practice in our lives. During COVID, we were blessed with Pastors Jason and Pastor Lori starting Heart Strong with daily reading, teaching, sharing of the word from Monday to Thursday. And I'm not a morning person, so getting up early in the morning at 5:45 was a real discipline for me. So you know that I'm not a quiet person, but that early in the morning, I'm not very talkative. So I listen a lot. Why study and memorize scripture? First, to hear God's voice, the Spirit brings verses to mind, as John 16:13 promises. The Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Second, to renew our minds. Neuroscience shows that thoughts shape neural pathways. So Philippians 4:8 urges, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Thirdly, to resist temptation. Jesus' responses with scriptures during temptation is our model. Fourthly, to endure suffering. Scripture sustains us, as Psalm 119:50 says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life." And fifthly, in times of weakness or feeling inadequate, think of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Bible's frequent command, remember, that word remember, counters our spiritual amnesia. So approximately 10 years ago, my mother's older sister, she was just like an angel. She was just such a loving woman. And but she had severe dementia, Alzheimer's, and she couldn't talk. She was frail. She was real skin, like skin and bone. She had a hard time walking. And I went to visit her in the nursing home in just south of Montreal. And I was talking to her, reminiscing, sharing things of her past and from the family, but also about the Lord and her at the point of meeting Jesus. And because she ended up passing away a month later. And my aunt loved singing in a choir in her church. And so I thought, I was thinking of a song that she might know. And there's a few of us here that probably know this song. But it's called Comme à lui. So if you know this song, you'll sing it with me. So, comme à lui, savoir dresser la table. Comme à lui, nouer le tablier. Se lever chaque jour et servir par amour. Comme à lui. If I translate for you, basically is saying that we want to be like Jesus, to serve like him, to set the table, to put on the apron, basically to serve like Jesus. Because like he said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. And that's what we're called to do. Also a song that came to mind, because some of the old hymns in that have... they're very scriptural. And there was a song by Amy Grant that I always liked. And it's from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I won't sing it. God is like a compass, so that in time of need, he gives us direction for our lives. Memorization builds on study, making scripture portable. Ancient Jews memorized psalms as songs, aiding recall. Neuroscientists say reading aloud boosts retention. When you decide to memorize scripture, you may want to start with a verse like Philippians 4, I think I have this wrong, 4:6. And it becomes a lifeline. I don't think it's up on the screen. Do not be anxious about anything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The danger is studying without love, Jesus warns. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. That's in John 5:39-40. Study and memorization must flow from love for Jesus, like learning a loved one's language to know them better. This isn't about pride, but intimacy with God. How do we begin? Study requires tools. Study Bibles, commentaries, and community. Learning from trusted teachers. Memorization takes discipline, starting small. The early church studied and memorized together, grounding their faith. We can do the same, building a library that lasts. Reading scripture, studying, meditating, and memorizing it become a way of life. It becomes part of our daily prayer. I use YouVersion a lot, and I part of my start of my day, and this morning was a scripture from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. To me, like this is a tool for me that I really like, and some of these scriptures that really speak to me, I take a copy of it on my phone, like just a picture copy of it, and then I go back to it regularly during my day, and that so that's a way for me and helps me. Years ago, friends of ours shared a prayer that is built on scripture in Ephesians 6 and has become part of our daily prayer, Joan and I. And it's a great reminder of the authority we have in Jesus. We had victory over, who had victory over Satan. I've shared this prayer with some of you in the past. And it goes like this. We take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we bind any spirits from the kingdom of darkness from harming me, John, Matthew, Maryse, Rachel, Adonai, Malachi, Isaiah, Ariana, Ezekiah, Jeremiah, Ariel. Those are the immediate members of my family. And then we go on with our families and friends in any way, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We remove any rights, grounds, privileges, or access those spirits may have taken in our lives. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we put on the helmet of salvation to protect our mind, the breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart, the shoes of the good news of peace to make us bold witnesses, the belt of truth to fill our insides with the truth of God, the garment of praise from the spirit of heaviness as we pray continually. We take up the sword of the word to defeat the enemy, and we use the shield of faith to stop all the burning arrows of the evil one. For we are anointed with the Holy Spirit to preach the good news to the poor in spirit. We cover ourselves with the shed blood of Jesus Christ to protect our spiritual man in battle. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against princes, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in dark places. Therefore, we put on the whole armor of God. It is a way that Joan and I start our day, just getting back to scripture and how we have that authority in Christ who had victory over Satan. I'm going to leave you with three invitations to build your inner library. The first invitation is to study scripture with humility and community. So you may join Heartstrong, follow along each day as we unpack scripture, memorize the verses with us, or pick a book like the Gospel of John and study it for a season. And you may use a study Bible or commentary and learn from trusted teachers, pastors, podcasts, or books. Discuss with friends. Study reveals the Bible's story of love and redemption. The second invitation is to memorize key passages. Start perhaps with Psalm 23 or Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. Write verses on cards, murmur them aloud, and review daily. Aim for one verse a week. The Spirit will use it to guide and strengthen you. And thirdly, study and memorize out of love. Let your love for Jesus drive you, not pride. Study and memorize to know Him better, letting His word form you to love and lead like Him. You know, some people, I just retired, as most of you know, in February. And some people ask, you know, what are you going to do when you retire? And I said, I want to love like Jesus. I want to be more and more like Him, to be able to reach people where they're at. And that's where I just love supporting and being there with Mobile Mission. Because Mobile Mission, we're going to where people are at, their areas. And it is good to invite them and to bring them to church. But first and foremost, like Jesus did, we go and reach them where they're at. And I just love that. So I ask for your prayers that I would become more and more like Jesus. And I'm sure that is our goal. And thank you. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're always there for us. That you take care of us, that you guide us through your word that you've given us, and your word is true and is alive. And I pray, Lord, that as we go forward, that word would have taken root in our lives, that we'll continue and go even deeper as we study your word, as we memorize your word. So I thank you, Lord, for every step that we take, that you're there with us, that you guide us. Amen.